Officer Rowdy Cooper took a sip of coffee as he slowly maneuvered his truck through the industrial park. They'd had a rash of burglaries in the area, and admin was putting pressure on the graveyard guys to catch the perps. Burbank, the hotshot captain over the Investigations Bureau, insisted it was one guy acting alone. But Rowdy wasn't buying it. He just didn't see how one guy could steal that much merchandise in such a short amount of time. He was certain there were at least two, maybe three guys acting together. The latest numbers circulating the precinct were upwards of 60,000 in cash and merchandise missing, and the number was growing weekly. Chief Stephen Griggs was furious. He wanted the burglars caught yesterday. The mayor had been pushing for a resolution before, but after last night, he was on the warpath. Mayor Gregory Adams was all about politics. When one of his largest contributors got victimized, heads rolled. Currently, Chief Griggs's head was the mayor's primary target. Rowdy hated politics, and he hated threats even worse. So far, Griggs was handling the pressure. Rowdy didn't envy the man. He liked Chief Griggs, far more than he had ever liked his predecessor. Griggs was a street cop at heart. He looked out for his men, but demanded hard work and dedication in return. Rowdy aimed to please. He was an officer of the law and believed in equal justice for all, which is why his entire squad had made catching the burglar a priority weeks ago, without pressure from the mayor. They'd spent every free moment they had patrolling the commercial areas of the city, trying to catch the burglars in action. Unfortunately, Sweeney Industries was hit last night. Tens of thousands of dollars worth of equipment was stolen, and Theodore Sweeney was beyond livid. To make matters worse, Sweeney was not only a campaign contributor, but a close friend to Mayor Adams. Adams, of course, blew a gasket when he heard his financial backer was the victim of a crime. Catching the burglar had become a priority, not only for the police department, but for the mayor's office as well. Rowdy loved being a cop. He loved catching bad guys, which is why he loved working the graveyard shift. He was a hunter of men. His current prey was nothing more than an interesting challenge. The burglars may be clever, but as with all criminals, they were getting cocky. Sooner or later, they'd get caught. They all did. This time, Rowdy was determined to be the one doing the catching. He shot a glance to the back of the truck, then slowed even more to survey the area. Night was getting antsy. That was all Rowdy needed to know. Something wasn't quite right, and the trouble was close by. Knight, an 8-year-old German Shepherd, and Rowdy's canine partner, was never wrong. Rowdy's life had been saved more than once because Knight sensed something Rowdy had missed. As he made a right turn onto Amelia Avenue, Knight went nuts. He was pacing back and forth with so much force the truck began to rock. Rowdy spotted a beat-up old pickup parked on the side of the road and immediately grabbed his mic. He could see from here that the bed was full of expensive equipment. He was going to need backup, and fast. He glanced around, but couldn't see his suspect or suspects. The truck cab was obviously empty. Maybe the perps were still inside the building. Kilo 3. He spoke into the handset as he pulled his truck to a stop, blocking in the suspect vehicle. He usually preferred the element of surprise, but he'd already lost that with Knight in the back making so much noise.
"Go ahead, Kilo 3,"
the dispatcher replied.
"I'm in Chesterfield, Amelia Avenue, on a burglary in progress, and I need a back."
Rowdy rattled off the address, the plate number, and a brief description of the truck. Dispatch asked for an available unit, but received no response. The fine hair on the back of Rowdy's neck stood up, and an uncomfortable tingle ran down his spine. He needed to free Knight. They were going to have to handle this on their own.